Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening and welcome along to the Score programme Out and About and live this evening from the Villa Rose Hotel in Ballybuffet for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championship draws for 2023. We'll have the draws coming up live for you as from around 20 past 7. There'll be a lot tuned in tonight and a lot watching us on our social media channels as well. We'll have the draws for the Senior C, the Junior A, the Junior B, the Intermediate and the Senior, all coming up as from 7:20 this evening. But before we do that, we are, of course, going to talk some local football. And this week on our League of Ireland chat, I've been joined by former Finn Harps captain Gavin Cullen to preview the weekend's games for Finn Harps and Derry City, who will be looking to go into the mid-season break on a positive manner. Harps are on the road at Longford Town, while Derry are looking to get back on track at the top of the Premier Division when they host Bohemians. Gavin led his Coghill side, of course, to a 10th league title in a row last week. However, uncertainty hangs over the future of the league, but Cullum seems confident that there will be football of some sort in the future. So, Gavin, as always, it's good to have you on the programme on Highland. And I suppose, first of all, many congratulations, Ulster Senior League champions again.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jason. Yeah, good to get it over the line at the end of it.
Yeah, what was it like to win it for a 10th time in a row? How can you measure it against the rest of them, Gavin?
It's hard to know. I suppose it's an unbelievable achievement. I've enjoyed this season probably more than most personally. I think the group itself sort of gelled and really had great experiences, a lot of highs. Some lows, but a lot of tests that we passed with flying colours, and I think overall I'd say it's probably an achievement wise maybe the best season we've ever had. You know,
there was a lot of games that came in quick succession towards the end. Were you anyway nervy about them at all, because in the mix of all that you'd lost out a League Cup final to Bunnagee United?
We did that. That was probably the major disappointment in the season. It was probably our lowest point in terms of performance wise. I just felt we were leggy and dead. We had so many games from Christmas on that were all sort of must win because of points dropped in the league earlier on the season, and then obviously all the cup games and cup runs. It was, you know, a must win situation, which is very difficult to keep going to the well and keep players, you know, digging deep. And then obviously we had a lot of injuries and a lot of stuff like that to attend with. But I can't say. Speak highly enough of the players and the management group, because they kept going there and they kept answering all the questions that were thrown against them. And obviously, bar that final against Bonnie, I think every other occasion we were excellent. You know.
Yeah. Normally now there's a break for a couple of months. Come August time, we'd be talking local soccer again in the Ulster Senior League. That may not be the case. Come August of this year, Gavin, where exactly is the future now of the Ulster Senior League, as me and you are speaking here?
Look, it's up in the air at the minute. Obviously, there's a lot of document. I know the FAA are in talks at the minute with the clubs and with the junior leagues. I think we'll know more in the next week or so about that. There's also serious talks at the minute as far as, you know, between the IFA and the FAA and a possible Northwest Senior League, which I think would be fantastic. We would create an 8 to 10 team senior league between North and South, you know, cross border sort of a thing. And I think if that's the way we need to go, that's the way we need to go. Obviously, we'd like a senior league to stay. I think personally, from my own point of view, and anybody that's in football, I think do want the senior league to stay. So I think we all need to get our heads together and make that happen, whatever and whichever form it takes, it has to be, you know.
Yeah, if that is going to be the case, does it mean that the junior leagues have to come on board with it?
I think it's a necessity. And I think if you look at the football structures and pyramids all over the world, there is promotion relegation. I think the term junior and intermediate and senior needs to be sort of forgot about. And I think we need to all look at, like, we've 60-70 clubs in the county, you know, and the senior league is the top level of clubs. So I think any club and any players that know they're worth their salt should be wanting to play at the top level, whether we call it the Donegal Senior League, whether we call it the, you know, whatever we call it, whatever it is, as long as the top teams and the top players get to that level, like, it doesn't really matter, you know. And like, the 60-70 clubs should be all working and pulling together to have a pyramid system and have a promotion relegation system within it, you know. It just makes sense. No, it doesn't. There's no other sort of right and wrong answer to it. It just does make sense.
So when will you have a clear, I suppose, direction of where you should go, and Gavin, when do you expect that?
I think we'll know in the next couple of weeks. I know that the talks are well ongoing with the Northern clubs, and I know the FAA are in the county next week, so to meet all the clubs and representatives. So I think after next week or so, we should have a clear picture of where we're at, you know.
Okay, then we'll wait to see what happens there on that front in the next couple of weeks. You guys are getting a bit of downtime now at Coghill Celtic, but even before, if there is a league to take place next year, there's going to be a big cup game for you, because the first round draw has been made for the FAA Senior Cup, and the 10 time in a row Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic drawn at home to First Division side Bray Wanderers. What was your thoughts on Tuesday afternoon, Gavin, when the draw was made and out came Bray?
Oh, look, we're absolutely delighted with that draw. First and foremost, you love a home draw in a competition, in any competition, and we got that. Then you're looking at a big name and a big club from the League of Ireland, and obviously Bray are that. So they've got great history and pedigree in the competition, and they're doing quite well this year. So there'll be a lot of household names in their squad, and we'll be looking forward to it. And it is one of them games where, you know, there is a possibility that you could prove an upset. Probably the biggest hindrance for us is the fact that it's out of season, and Bray are in season. But look, we can't really ask for much more than that tie, and look, it's brilliant for the club again.
What did you make of the draws for Fun Harps and Derry City? Were they favourable enough for Harps against Leinster Senior Leagues Kilbarrack United? And Derry City also, the holders of the cup, taking on Athlone.
Yeah, Derry will be delighted with that draw, home draw against the lower league opposition. They can't really ask for more than that. Harps would obviously like the home draw away to the Leinster Senior League team. At the minute, the way Harps are at, it's probably not ideal. It definitely has the potential to be a real banana skin for them. But look, again, you expect the League of Ireland club, because they're in season, they have a bit of an upper hand. But look, it is a tricky tie for them.
Yeah, just before we talk about Harps and Derry this weekend, I'm thinking here, Gavin, as we're talking, you've got a big cup game to prepare for now before the season gets underway, and it's in the month of July. How do you go about preparing a squad where there's still so much up in the air in relation to the future of the Ulster Senior League, where Coghill are going to be playing next year? How do you try to encourage players to come into your fold preparing for a cup game, but you don't actually know if there's going to be a league or not yet?
Well, look, we'll certainly be in some sort of league. Look, we'll have football. We'll be, like, Coghill as a club and as a senior team, we'll be playing somewhere. There's no two ways about that. So we'll be preparing for that no matter what. Like, obviously, it makes it more difficult, because you'll have all our clubs and all our managers, you know, calling our players and trying to sign them and say, look, well, everything's up in the air and you don't know where you're going to be at and stuff like that. So that's not ideal. But our main aim, I suppose, is to keep that squad. I've spoken about it already. If we can keep that false nucleus of that squad together, then we don't really need to add a whole lot, because we have a very, very good squad, a very youthful squad with a good age group. So that will be our main aim. If we do that, we'll be happy enough. If we add anything after that, even better. But that is difficult. It makes it more difficult because you've all our clubs sort of...
When you're saying other clubs, I take it you mean senior clubs, Gavin?
I wouldn't say senior. I don't mind senior clubs. Look, if the likes of Penarth and Derry City are coming to our players, look, we will open our arms. But clubs in the north on the same sort of levels and stuff like that, you know, we'll have to contend with a lot of lads. But the likes of Harps and Derry and Coleraine and stuff like that, looking for our players, we would like that, you know.
And Gavin, just looking ahead to this weekend involving Harps, obviously Harps, it's a bit... You don't really know where they're exactly at. Good result in Treaty, not the result they wanted against Kerry. Shipped a hammering against Galway. Longford away at Bishopsgate this coming Friday night. They'll be looking to get some sort of positive, something positive out of this game before the break, Gavin.
Yeah, they certainly will. Look, the last game before the break, I suppose it's imperative that they get some sort of positive result after the last week or so. It's been fairly disappointing. It seems to me that Terps play really good result, you know, and they're shipping goals far too often for anybody's liking, and that doesn't help confidence. And they shipped a couple of big, heavy defeats against the more of the top teams in the league, which is quite disappointing. Like, first and foremost, you want to sort of set up when they're down there not to concede early goals, and they seem to be doing that too regularly, you know. So going into the Longford game, as I say, any result at all they'll take a positive out of for the 2 week break.
Has there been anything over the last couple of weeks from a Harps point of view that's given sort of any rays of hope there, and maybe confidence that you can look at there, Gavin?
Well, there's obviously the 3-day game away. The 3-0 victory away from home against anybody is an excellent result. I watched the game that night and they actually played very well. They definitely were the better side. You know, got the goals at the right times and stuff like that. But then playing Kerry at home and not to score is majorly disappointing in Murrayfield. And then the fact they go to Galway then and concede 6, you know, after conceding 7 in Waterford, and then 4 against Athlone at home. It's worrying that they're sort of once they go behind, they're sort of, you know, they're shipping too many goals, you know. So it's very difficult to gauge at this point of the season. It's halfway in terms of fixtures, but it's very difficult to see or judge the improvement in the team at this point, you know, or if there's any.
Will it be difficult for Dave Rogers to call upon players to join Harps in the transfer window, given the position that they're in at the minute?
Look, it will be. In terms of what he requires, he needs experienced players. There's absolutely no doubt about that. To find the right experienced players, I'm not too sure budgetary-wise where they're at as well and where their aim is this season. So, yeah, I think it'll be a lot of the players that they've signed are on more long-term contracts at the minute. So, unless they probably move players on, you could be much of the same for the rest of the season, I would have thought.
Yeah, let's go to the Premier Division. Derry City taking on Bohemians on Friday night. Derry back at home. The form for Derry hasn't been good over the last couple of games, and Bohemians, they can provide stiff opposition for the Candy Stripes, more Dublin opposition, and Derry, it's a game that they'll want something out if they don't want to be in the wrong end of the result again, so they don't.
No, absolutely not. Look, it's probably Friday night was Derry's worst result of the season, the way they St Pat's, they lost 4-1, which is, you know, hugely disappointing for them. Apparently they picked up a few injuries again, which again is disappointing once they were getting their squad back together. But look, the result against Sligo last week and then away to Pats is two majorly disappointing results, and it's allowing Shamrock Rovers now to put a bit of a gap between themselves and Bowes. So it adds a lot more significance to Friday night's game before the break, that either Derry or Bowes, you know, get the 3 points just to stay on the coattails of Shamrock Rovers at this point.
Yeah, and Rovers have a game against UCD. You would expect Rovers to take victory in that game, but it could be a case of them extending their advantage at the top.
You would have thought so. Like, you would have thought there was too much of a gap in quality between UCD and Shamrock Rovers that they'll definitely get the 3 points.
Yeah.
But then again, it's football, and you never know. But I think from Derry's perspective, I think they need to beat Bowes and stay there, because I think this blip in performances over the last few weeks is a short-term thing. I think Derry have just too much quality for it to continue, and I think they're the only team that can really sustain a challenge to Shamrock Rovers at this point.
Have they found themselves maybe, Gavin, under a wee bit more pressure this year than last year because there wasn't as much expectation with them?
I would agree. So, look, there's absolutely no doubt about it. They've spent heavily. They've signed a very, very strong squad. And I suppose the realisation after winning the cup and the feel-good factor of that is this season is a big, big chance to actually give the league a real push. And I think everybody in the group and supporters and on the outside thought the same. So I think that does add a pressure, and adds pressure from every game as well. And you can see, when they don't get a positive result, though, that there's a lot of maybe negative comments too quickly for it as well, you know.
All right then, Gavin. Listen, we appreciate you taking the call. Thanks for joining us on The Score tonight, and enjoy the rest of the holidays.
No bother. Thanks very much, Jason. Thank you.
There you go. That's Coghill Celtic manager Gavin Collins speaking to me this week on our League of Ireland chat. By the way, Finn Harps are on the road at Bishopgate against Longford Town on Friday night. It starts at 7:45. We'll have live updates from that game with Denise O'Flaherty as Harps look to go into the break in a positive note. One other fixture this coming weekend. Well, there's actually several fixtures this coming weekend to watch out for on the international front, because the Regions Cup starts for the Republic of Ireland amateurs tomorrow night, Friday. Two Donegal players are involved in the squad. Coghill Celtic's Lee McColgan and Bunnagee United's Jack Park are in Spain, with Ireland kicking off on Friday against the host Galicia. That kicks off at 8 o'clock. There's also matches against Bavaria of Germany on Sunday, and then Zenica Dubosh of Bosnia and Herzegovina next Tuesday. I think I pronounced that correctly, but it was a couple of days ahead for the Irish amateurs, and we wish the Donegal men, Lee and Jack, all the best representing their country over the coming days. Just before we take a commercial break, we do of course know that the big news this week is in relation to the Croke Park review and the document that was released late last night to the county board and to the clubs. The county board and the clubs have been siphoning through that very detailed and lengthy document. We'll not be talking about the review here tonight, but the county board will be responding to the review in due course. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we return, we're going to have the draws live on Highland Score programme. The Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championship draws are live up next after these.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to the Score programme. 24 minutes past 7 on this Thursday evening. We're here in the Villarose Hotel in Ballybuffet for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championship draws for 2023. I'd like to welcome members of the GA community in the county, and also members of the local press from the broadcast, print and online media who have joined us here in the Villarose for the draws this year. There'll be a lot of people tuned in across the northwest and Highland, and of course online at highlandradio.com, and people that are watching as well on our social media channels. You'll be able to watch the draw live for the Senior B, Junior A, Junior B, Intermediate and Intermediate B Reserve, and Senior B Reserve as well. All the championship draws are following the same format, but there is one slight change to the Senior Championship when it comes to the knockout rounds, and we'll explain that change later on when we get as far as the Senior draw. Now, joining me in the top table for the draw is David McClune, chairman of the CCC. Frankie Doherty is the assistant treasurer. Fiona Shields is the PRO of Donegal GAA. She's making sure that we're doing this right. She's sitting off camera, so she is. And Gary McDean, a man that has won three Dr. Maguires with Glenn Swilly, will be giving us some reaction to the draw as well. So I think we're ready to go, gentlemen, and we're going to begin with the Senior C Football Championship. Now, there is nine teams in the Senior C Championship. Mallon have been added today, so it means there will be a group of five teams and a group of four teams. The nine teams are Termon, Dunlow, Glenfinn, Glen Swilly, Neve Connell, Sean McCools, Pettigo, Aru Ballyshannon and Mallon. 1-9 are the nine teams that will go in to the bag for this draw. As I said, there will be two groups, Group A and Group B. Now, there's going to be five teams in Group A and four teams in Group B. So that means that the fixture... Yeah, go ahead, Frankie. Yeah, you can put in the first nine balls into the bag. So there's going to be a change to the fixture setup, and that will be confirmed by the CCC tomorrow following the addition of that fifth team into Group A. The first team in each group then, later in the championship, having played each other, will progress through to the semi-finals. The two quarter-final pairings shall be the second Group A versus the third in Group B, and second in Group B versus the third in Group A. The winners of each of the quarterfinals and the two group winners will be drawn randomly to decide the semi-final pairings, but by the time we get to that stage of the competition, there will of course be a lot of football played. Okay then, this the way it's going to work. We're going to draw and fill in positions, one in Group A followed by one in Group B, and so on until those respective positions are filled in each group. So the first team out in Group A, we're going to have David McClune. And the number is 2, and Dunlow is the first team in Group A. Next out, we're going to have the first team in Group B. So going into Group B is number three, and that is Glenfinn. Back to Group A again in the Senior C Football Championship. Number eight, which is Eirua Ballyshannon, will be in Group A. The second team in Group B, ball number one, and that is Terman. Back to Group A again. The third team in Group A in the Senior Championship is number five, and that is Niamh Connell. The third team in Group B, number nine, that is Mallon. The fourth team in Group A is number seven, that is Pedigo. And back into Group B, the fourth and last team in Group B is going to be number four, and that is Glen Swilly. And the fifth and final team in Group A of the Senior C, and that's going to be number six, and that is the local club here, Sean McCool. So just to confirm the groups in the Senior C Football Championship, the five-team Group A is made up of Dunloe, Eirua Ballyshannon, Niamh Connell, Pedigo and McCool's, while Group B, Glenfinn, Terman, Mallon and Glen Swilly. Just to confirm once again that there will be a change now to the fixture structure with the fifth team added into Group A, and the CCC will confirm in the coming days what the new format will be fixture-wise with the addition of that team. So we're just getting the balls back into the bag again for our next draw here in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championships. And up next we've got the Junior A Football Championship. There is 12 clubs in the Junior A competition, so there will be two groups. Group A will have six clubs and Group B will have six clubs. The draw will follow the same format. It will be position one filled in Group A, followed by position one in Group B, and so on until all positions are filled in each group. The knockout format later on, the first team in each group shall progress to the semi-finals. The two quarter-final pairings shall be second in Group A against third in Group B, and second in B against third in A. The winners of each quarter-final and the two group winners will be drawn randomly to decide the semi-final pairing. So two groups of six, and we'll get the draw underway now for the Junior A Football Championship. Go ahead, David. First team out in Group A is number seven, and that is the Narossa Club. First team in Group B, number three is Niamh Wirra Convoy. Back to Group A, number 12 is Niamh Connell. Group B now is number 11, and that is Robert Emmetts. On to Group A once again, number 10 is Niamh Padraig Clifford. And the third team in Group B, number 6 on the list, is Niamh Columbkill. Back into Group A. Fourth team in Group A is number 5, and that is Niamh Vernon, St. Eunan's. Fourth team in Group B is number 9, and that is Niamh Alton. Team number 5 in Group A of the Junior A Football Championship is number 8, which is Niamh Padraig, Ishgahin and Muff. So the two Niamh Padraig clubs. And the same group, Group A. Back into Group B, the fifth team in Group B is number 2, and that is Karen Dunnah. The last team in Group A in the Junior A Championship is number 4, Urus. And the last of the 12 teams will fill the last spot in Group B, number 1, and that is Bonampobo Mobile. So the Group A and Group B are now filled for the Junior A Football Championship. Just to recap, Group A, Narossa, Niamh Connell, Niamh Padraig Clifford, St. Eunan's, Niamh Padraig Muff and Urus. While Group B has Niamh Wirra Convoy, Robert Emmetts, Niamh Columbkill, Niamh Alton, Karen Dunnah and Mavill. So that is the Junior A Football Championship. We're going to move swiftly along into the Junior B Championship. On the next stage of the Michael Murphy Donegal Club Championship draws. And again, there is 8 teams in the Junior B Championship. Just to confirm who those teams are, number 1 will be Carndonagh, number 2 St Mary's Convoy, 3 Uris, 4 Naoimh Ionan St Eunan's, 5 Naoimh Padraig Ishgahin Muff, 6 Naoimh Ulton, 7 Robert Emmetts, and Naoimh Padraig Lifford will be number 8. So there's going to be 2 groups of 4. The draw again will be done in a position 1 into Group A, followed by 1 in Group B. In the knockout stage later on the year, the first team from each group again shall progress to the semi-finals, and again the 2 quarter-finals shall be the second in Group A against third in Group B, and second in Group B against third in Group A. Each of the quarter-finals and the 2 group winners will be drawn randomly to decide the semi-final pairings. So, once again, 8 teams in. We're going to start with Group A, first team out. And David McClune, chairman of the CCC, will once again be pulling the balls out of the bag. Number 7 is Robert Emmetts, the first team into Group A. Moving into Group B. Number 6 is Naoimh Ulton. Second team in Group A is number 2, St Mary's Convoy. Group B, the second team, number 3, is Uris. Third team in Group A, number 4, St Eunan's. The third team in Group B of the Junior B Championship, number 1, is Carndonagh. The last team in Group A, number 5, Naoimh Padraig Ishgahin Muff. And the 8th and last team in the Junior B is number 8, and that is Naoimh Padraig in Lifford. So just to recap, the Junior B Football Championship, the Michael Murphy Sports Junior B Football Championship draw for 2023. Group A, Robert Emmetts, St Mary's Convoy, St Eunan's and Naoimh Padraig Muff. While in Group B, Naoimh Ulton, Uris, Carndonagh and Naoimh Padraig Lifford are in that group. In relation to the fixtures in Group 1, it will be Robert Emmetts against St Mary's Convoy and St Eunan's against Naoimh Padraig Muff. While in Group B, it will be Naoimh Ulton against Uris and Carndonagh against Naoimh Padraig Lifford. Before we go for a quick commercial break, just let us recap on the Junior A Football Championship. In Group A, Narossa, Naoimh Connell, Naoimh Padraig Lifford, St Eunan's, Naoimh Padraig Muff and Uris, while Group B is made up of Naoimh Wara Convoy, Robert Emmetts, Naoimh Colum Kill, Naoimh Ulton, Carndonagh and Mavill. The opening round fixtures in the Junior A Football Championship will see Narossa against Naoimh Connell, Naoimh Padraig Lifford will play St Eunan's and Naoimh Padraig Muff will take on Uris, while in Group B it's St Mary's of Convoy against Robert Emmetts, Naoimh Colum Kill will play Naoimh Ulton and Carndonagh will play Mavill in the opening round fixtures in the Junior A Championship. And also in the Senior C Football Championship, 9 teams, there's 1 group of 5 and 1 group of 4. Group A is Dunloe, Eirua Ballyshannon, Naoimh Connell and Pettigo, Sean McCools is the 5th team actually in there. In Group B, Glenfinn, Termon, Mallon and Glenswilly. And once again, just to confirm, the CCC will confirm the fixture structure for the C Football Championship in the coming days after the addition of the 9th team. So if you're tuned your way to Highland Radio this afternoon, it's The Score live from the Villa Rose Hotel in Ballybuffet for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championship. We're going for a quick commercial break. When we return, we still have the draws for the Intermediate and Senior Football Championships to come.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to the Villa Rose for the club championship draws here in the county still to come. We have the big draw, the senior football championship. 16 teams, of course, in the senior championship. That is on the way shortly. But before we do that, there's 12 teams who are sitting waiting in the county to hear who they will be paired with in the intermediate football championship and indeed the intermediate B reserve championship, which will mirror the intermediate. So the draw that we do now will be for both the intermediate and the intermediate B reserve. There is 12 clubs that will play in the intermediate competition. Number one is Bundoran. Number two is Termon. Number three is Red Hughes. Number four is Burt. Buncrana's number five. Six, Gaelanada Fanad Gaels. Seven, Mallon. Eight, Neave Breed. Nine, Neave Columba. 10, Letterkenny Gaels. 11, Neave Mora. And 12 is Nadunav Downings. There will be two groups of six clubs, Group A and Group B, and the draw will follow. The draw will fill position one in each group, then position two, the exact same format as to what we were doing earlier with the juniors and the seniors C. So that would mean the first, third, fifth, seventh, ninth, and 11 teams will be in Group A, and the second, fourth, sixth, eighth, tenth, and 12th teams will be drawn to fill the positions in Group B. And once again, all clubs will be placed in numbered descending order as the season and the championship continues, with the highest placed club numbered one and the lowest number 12. When you go into the knockout stage, the four quarterfinal pairings will be first against eighth, second against seventh, third v sixth, and fourth v fifth. The winners of each quarterfinal will be drawn randomly to decide the semi-final pairings. And in relation to relegation in the intermediate championship, the bottom four clubs will play off over two rounds to decide the club to be relegated. Relegation round one will be 9th against 12th and 10th against 11th. With round two, the losing clubs from round one shall play, and the losing club in that playoff will be into the junior championship for next year. So, Frankie and David, if you want to put the 12 balls into the bag, and we'll start the draw for the 2023 Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Intermediate Football Championship here this evening. And again, it's the format. The first, we're going to fill each group 1-6 on the way down. And David McLoone is chairman of the CCC. And if you're watching online, we've got the draw live here on Highland Social Channels. Out first is number 12, and that is Nadunav Downings, the first team out in Group A in the intermediates. We go to Group B, competing in Group B this year. Team number 7, that is an Ishuan club, Mallon. Moving back to Group A, the second team in Group A of the intermediate championship. No, team number 8 is Neave Breed. The second team in Group B, number 4 is Burt. Back to Group A, team 3 in Group A. Team number 9, Neave Columba, is in Group A. Third team in Group B, number 3 is Red Hughes. We move back to Group A, the fourth team in. Team number 6 is Fanad Gaels, home of the PRO sitting in front of us. Number 11 is the Murra Lower Rosses. They are in Group B. Two more spots in each group to fill. Number 2 is Termon into Group A. Number 5, position 5 is actually number 5. So Buncrana are going into Group B. The last team in Group A, number 1, which will be Bundoran. And what a group Group A is in the intermediate championship. And the last spot in Group B is number 10, Letterkenny Gaels. So just to recap on the intermediate championship draw here in Donegal. Group A, a lot of the big guns are grouped together. Downings, Neave Breed, Neave Columba, Fanad Gaels, Termon and Bundoran. And in Group B, it's Mallon, Burt, Red Hughes, Nemura, Lower Rosses, Buncrana, and Letterkenny Gales. Gary McDeed, who has won a Dr. Maguire with Glenn Swilly on a number of occasions, joins us here in the Villa Rose this evening. Gary, what a group A is. Some of the big guns mixed together.
Yeah, I see the sweat in your brow. I've seen looking at Terman in there as well. Terman only came down 2 years ago, and you can see how hard it was for them to get back up. And Bundoran, of course, came down last year. So you have the two teams relegated in the last 2 years, both in Group A. Team that up with Downings, who are absolutely flying in Division 1 at the minute. They've taken a lot of big scalps, so they have. They got a draw over in Kilcar, got a victory in Gweedore as well. So, Nave Columba, intermediate beaten finalists last year. I mean, you would nearly say that possibly the four best teams in for the intermediate are thrown in to the group right away. And Fiona Shields will not be one bit happy that Fannett are in that group, and along with Niamh Breed. Looking in the other group, everyone's going to fancy the chances. You're probably looking at Mallon being in Division 1, and again, almost like Downings, having a super start to the season. So they are. But Buncrana up at the upper end of Division 2 as well. I think they might have only ever lost one or none during the year. So you're probably looking at Buncrana and Mallon there as the two favourites to battle it out for the top spot in the group. And then any of the other teams are going to fancy their chances, you know, to finish third and fourth to get through and make that top eight.
Yeah, what a draw for the Intermediate Championship. Just to confirm, in the groups, it's going to be round one. Downings will play Bundoran. The second team out was Niamh Breed. They will take on Terman. And the opening game also in Group A will be Niamh Columba against Fannett Gales. While in Group B, Mallon will play Letterkenny Gales. Burt will take on Buncrana. And Red Hughes will play men from Lower Rosses and Niamh Mura in their opening match in Group B. But there'll be a lot of interest for sure in Group A of the Championship. Just one notice before we go for another quick commercial break. Donegal GAA in association with the Alzheimer's Society are honoured to host Sporting Memories. Sporting Memories uses the power of sport to bring together people, especially those living with dementia and their families. This informal event will allow the guests the opportunity to meet former stars and see match programmes to relive great games from the past. The event will be featuring Donegal GAA special guests from yesteryears, and that event is taking place on Saturday, June 24th from 2 to 4pm in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. Okay, another quick break. I know they're all waiting away here in the Villa Rose Hotel and people listening in for the big senior draw. That is next after these.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to The Score live from Ballybuffet as we do the draws for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championships. And there's just one more draw to finish up with. That's the seniors. We'll do that in a second. Once again, recapping on the intermediate groups in Group A, it's Downings, Niamh Breed, Niamh Columba, Fannett Gales, Terman and Bundoran. So-called group of death in the intermediates. In Group B, Mallon, Burt, Red Hughes, Nivora, Buncrana and Letterkenny Gales. So the final draw is for the Senior Football Championship, and just like the intermediate, the Senior Football Championship, the Senior Reserve B will mirror the senior draw. And there are 16 teams in the Senior Championship and they will be drawn into two groups. Now, the draw format is going to change slightly here for the seniors. The first eight clubs drawn out of the bag will be in Group A. And the second eight drawn out will be in Group B. Each club in Group A will have a home against a Group B randomly drawn in Round 1. The Round 2 draw will also take place tonight. And in Round 2, Group B clubs will have home advantage and will be randomly drawn against a Group A club, except with the provision that there is not a repeat fixture from Round 1. Rounds 3 and 4 will take place in August and September after Round 2 and 3 matches have been, or after Round 1 and 2, fixtures have been completed respectively. So there's going to be points awarded on 2 points for a one and one for a draw. The clubs in position 1 to 4 who finish at the end of the four rounds will go directly into the quarterfinals. And then, this is the change to the format from last year, those teams that are positioned 5 right through to 12 will play off with each other in a preliminary round quarterfinal, with the winners then making it through to the last 8. So it will be the 5th place team against the 12th place team, 6th v 11th, 7th v 10th and 8th v 9th. The winners of that will go through with the 4 group winners to the quarterfinals, and the quarterfinal draw will be done randomly. The winners of each quarterfinal will then be drawn randomly to decide the semi-final pairings. The winners of the semi-finals will be playing in the 2023 Donegal Senior Championship Final. Just to confirm the relegation, relegation involves the bottom 4 clubs, and they'll play over 2 rounds. Round 1 will be 13 against 16 and 14 versus 15, with round 2 being made up of the losing clubs, and that will be the relegation final, and whoever loses there will be dropping to the Intermediate Championship. So that is the format. So before we do rounds 1 and 2 of the Championship, we have to find out who will be playing in the respective groups, and the 16 teams that are going into the bag for the draw. Number 1 will be Éireann Ballyshannon. Number 2 is Ardra. 3 is Milford. 4 Kilcar. 5 Clonmacnoise. 6 Gweedore. 7 Glenfinn. 8 Glenswilly. 9 Neave Connell. 10 Killybegs. 11 Four Masters. 12 St Eunan's. 13 St Michael's. 14 St Noel's. 15 Dunloe. And 16, the host club here for the draw tonight, Sean McCools. So then all 16 teams are in the bag. And we will now proceed with the first 8 teams out to fill the positions in Group A / Pool A. So the first team out into Pool A is number 8. And it's Gary's home club, Glenswilly, will be in Pool A. Second team in Pool A is number 3, and that is Milford. Also in Pool A of the Senior Championship, number 7 is going to be Glenfinn. Big derby on the way in that group. Fourth team in Pool A, number 4 is Kilcar. The 5th team into Pool A is number 6, and number 6 is Gweedore. Sixth team in is number 11. Four Masters are in Pool A in the Senior Championship. 2 more places to fill in Pool A. Number 10 is Killybegs. And the final, the 8th and final spot in Pool A is number 12, and that is St Eunan's. So Pool A is going to be made up of Glenswilly, Milford, Glenfinn, Kilcar, Gweedore, Four Masters, Killybegs and St Eunan's. And that now means that the remaining teams who are in the bag will make up the next pool, which is Pool A. So we'll just run through who the remaining teams are. We'll take them out of the bag and put them into the pool. 16. Number 16 is Sean McCools. Also in Pool B. 13 is St Michael's. 2nd in the pool, number 2, which is Ardra. 4th team in Pool B, number 9, the defending champions, Neave Connell, are in Pool B. Number 15 is Dunloe in Pool B. 3 more places to fill. Number 1 is Éireann Ballyshannon. more places in Pool B for the Senior Championship. 14 is St. Noel's. And the last to come out of the bag should be number 5, and that is Cloughan Ely. So Pool B, just to recap those pools in the Senior Championship before we do rounds 1 and 2. And we get the balls into the respective bags. And Pool A, Glenswilly, Milford, Glenfinn, Kilcar, Gweedore, Four Masters, Killybegs, and last year's beaten finalists, St. Eunan's. In Pool B, Sean McCool's, St. Michael's, Ardra, Neve Connell, Dunlow, Rua Ballyshannon, St. Noel's, and Cloughan Ely. Before we do round 1s and round 2, I suppose everybody was wondering would St. Eunan's and Neve Connell be in the same group, but that's not the case, Gary, and it's very much that these two sides could meet in any of the rounds, the opening rounds.
Yeah, you know, I suppose over the last lot of years, Oisin, we've had the big four, and three of them are in the one group. Neve Connell managed to avoid them all, being in Group B, but of course that means that they can play the three of those in the group stages. They can play, they can draw Kilcar, they can draw Gweedore, they can draw St. Eunan's. So Kilcar, Gweedore and Eunan's will be very much happy to be in the same side, that they can't draw each other. But listen, there's question marks over, is there still a big four? And time will tell now as the season goes on, and has anyone else maybe ventured into anybody 5, 6, 7, 8, have they ventured into it? But you know, it's going to be interesting going ahead. You would think, you know, the new format I think is brilliant, the way that we have 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th now coming into it, because those teams the last lot of years were out of it, they were gone as soon as the knockout game started. So it's almost like the All-Ireland series, the way it's gone now. It's like a preliminary game to get into the quarterfinals. So really good format. So CCC deserve a lot of credit to that. To me, games, teams need games for development, championship games especially, and that's what any team that's moving forward in the right direction, they want to play championship games, and you know, therefore everyone has a knockout game, which is excellent.
Yeah. Okay, just to confirm, David, that we're going to do rounds 1 and round 2 here, and we're going to pull out of Pool A bag first and then Pool B. Okay then, so David is going to take the home team, Pool A, and Fiona is going to have the bag for Pool B. So then, we'll go for round 1 of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship, and into Pool A first of all, and the team number 8. So Glenswilly will be at home, and now we move to bag number 2, and the number is 2. So Glenswilly will meet Ardra in round 1 of the Senior Championship. Okay, yeah, just to confirm that we're sticking to the same numbers that are on the sheet, the numbers that we called out at the start, not the actual positions that they're in the group. So the first number out was number 8, which was Glenswilly there, team number 8, and they're going to take on Tit, and they're going to take on team number 2, who is Ardra. Okay, so that's the first fixture. So on your sheets, for the people who are here in the audience, the next home team from Pool A will be team number 11, which is Four Masters. And Four Masters will be at home to number 1, Rua Ballyshannon. So a big, huge derby in the south of the county in the opening round. Back we go now to Pool A, home advantage in round 1 of the championship. Number 12 is St. Eunan's. Last year's beaten finalists. And they will take on number 14, which is St. Noel's. So St. Eunan's against St. Noel's in round 1. The fourth fixture now in round 1 from Pool A, with home advantage drawn by David, team number 7, which is Glenfinn. Glenfinn will be at home to number 13, which is St. Michael's. Next home tie, number 4, Kilcar will be at home at Towney in the opening round, and they will play host to team number 5. So team number 5 is Cloughan Ely. making the trip to Towny. Three more first-round fixtures to fill. Team number three is Milford, will be at home in the opening game, and they are going to, from Pool B, to go on team number 15, which is Dunloe. Two more fixtures in round one. The next home team out of the hat is team number 10. That's Killy Beggs. And they will be at home to number 9, the defending champions, Niamh Connell, to start things off in 2023 in the senior championship. Just one more fixture in round one to complete, and that is going to be number 6, who is Gweedore. And Gweedore are going to be playing host to number 16, and that is Sean McCools. So just a recap on round one of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. In round one, it will be Glenswilly against Ardra. For Masters, we'll be playing Éireann Ballyshannon in a massive derby. St. Eunan's will host St. Noel's. St. Michael's will be making the trip to Glenfinn. And Towny, Kilcare will be hosting Clohanealy. Milford also have a home tie against Dunloe. The defending champions, Niamh Connell, will start their campaign on the road as they make the short trip to Killy Beggs, while Gweedore will host Sean McCools in the opening round. We are also going to do the second round draw for the championship. And there's the change here is the Pool B teams will now have home advantage in round two, with the Pool A teams being away from home. So we're just going to get the balls back into the respective bags again, and we're just confirming and getting the balls back into the proper bags for the second part of this draw. And we apologise to Trudy back at the station. We've overrun our time, but we'll not be too long here, Trudy. We're coming to the closing stages of the championship draw. So what we have now is the Pool B teams who will be at home. So we're going to go Pool B and then Pool A. And this time, David is... You're going to be home again. So David's going to pick the home team, so it's Pool B this time. So go ahead, David. So 14 is going to be St. Noel's at home in round two. And they will be at home to team number 8, which is Glenswilly. Next team out at home from Pool B, 16, Sean McCools. We'll be playing just over the fence here in McCool Park in Ballybuffet. And they are hosting team 10, which is Killy Beggs. The next home team in round two. Number 9 is Niamh Connell. Dr. Maguire Holders. We'll be taking on team 12, which is St. Eunan's. Without a doubt, the tie of the round. Repeat of the final last year. Niamh Connell hosting St. Eunan's in round two of the championship. Ardra are going to have a home fixture in round two as well. They will be taking on team number 7, which is Glenfinn. The fifth fixture in round two of the championship. Team number 1 is Éireann Ballyshannon. And they will be playing host to number 6. That is Gweedore. So we have three fixtures to fulfill. Number 15 is Dunloe. And Dunloe will be taking on team number 11, and that is Four Masters. Two remaining fixtures. Round 2 from Pool B having home advantage in round 2. It was 13 St. Michael's. and St Michael's are going to play number team four, which is Kilcare. And the last remaining fixture in round two is going to be number five, Clohanilly. And Clohanilly will be playing team number three, which is Milford. So it was straightforward enough with a round two draw. We didn't have to alter it any because there was no repeat fixtures from round one. But the round two draw for the championship is St Noel's against Glenswilly. McCool's will be playing Killybegs. Neve Connell take on St Eunan's. Ardragh play Glenfinn. Rua Ballyshannon against Gwydor. Dunloe against Four Masters. And St Michael's against Kilcare, with Clohanilly at home at 2 Milford. And in round one, Glenswilly against Ardragh. Four Masters play Rua Ballyshannon. St Eunan's take on St Noel's. Glenfinn play St Michael's. Kilcare up against Clohanilly. Milford against Dunloe. Killybegs play Neve Connell. And Gwydor against Sean McCool's. There is, what, 16 fixtures there? Gary McDade, there's no doubt what the standout one is, the repeat of last year's final. Neve Connell against St Eunan's in round two.
Yeah, you know, I thought when we did the round one fixtures, there was a high chance that Glenty would have, Neve Connell would have been pulled out against one of the other three, but it didn't happen. And I couldn't believe then what happened round two. And what a game, like, it's going to be a repeat of the final. And after the controversy and everything went on as well, you know, there's no love lost between the two clubs, so it's definitely going to be tasty. It could be, it's going to be a sellout that day, and you know, it'll probably be a standalone fixture, so it will. Probably looking there at Kilcare having to go to the Bridge as well. Like, St Michael's have a good record in the championship over the last number of years. I know they've lost a few players, so they have in the meantime, and no Michael Langan, etc. So, you know, it'll be interesting if they can get some of those lads back. You know, you would fancy that. It'll be difficult for Kilcare to go the whole way down to the Bridge as well, you know, considering the injuries that they have at the minute.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Gary, many thanks for your input tonight here at the draw. Many thanks to the Gaels who have joined us in the room, and to the assembled media as well who are here and joined us for the draw for 2023. And not forgetting our county board members as well, David McLoon, chairman of CCC, Frankie Doherty, assistant treasurer, and Fiona Shields, PRO as well. That is it from the Villa Rose Hotel here in Ballybuffet. That is it from the draw for the 2023 Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championships. Everyone knows who they're now being paired with and who they will be playing when club football resumes in the month of August. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Enjoy the sun. Next sport on Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Have a very good evening.